All right, so today we're really diving deep into Web Anywhere. And not just their website, you know. You sent over a ton of materials on them, like everything from product pages to even like a meet the team for a conference. It's kind of like we're trying to figure out like the personality behind an e-learning platform.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? Like they're really pushing to be partners, personalized, engaging, stretching beyond. You see it everywhere in like every bit of their messaging. It's almost like they're trying to be more than just a tech company.
Okay, so let's unpack it a little. They work with Totara, which I know is a big name in like the whole open source learning platform world. But then there's all this extra stuff on top of that, like Totara Learn, Totara Engage, Totara Perform, Totara Mobile, even something called SoundBranch. I gotta be honest, I'm a bit lost. Are they trying to be everything to everyone?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, it's a very comprehensive suite of services, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, I guess. The difference between an LMS, like a learning management system, and the more modern LXP, which is the learning experience platform, is actually really significant. It's kind of like the whole industry is trying to decide if learners want a structured classroom or like a choose your own adventure, you know?
So is Web Anywhere trying to do it all by offering both? Wouldn't that make it harder to have like a really focused approach? I mean, if you're the best at custom LMS stuff for huge companies, can you also be like the go-to for a small business that just needs a simple LXP?
And that is where this whole Totara Platinum partner thing is really interesting. That tells me they have a deep level of expertise within the Totara ecosystem, which, if you remember, is open source. That means they're probably modifying the platform way more than just throwing on some new branding or adding some basic integrations.
So it's not really about them choosing between LMS or LXP. It's more like them saying, we've mastered this tool set. Now, what do you want to build? It's kind of giving that you dream it, we build it vibe. But is that realistic or is it just really good marketing?
Yeah, it's a bold claim for sure. But they're not just like messing around with logos and colors here. They're talking about deep system integrations and even building custom apps. That takes some serious know-how.
And probably a serious budget too.
Yeah.
You know what I always wonder about when companies say they're like global giants, but also masters of personalized service? Something's got to give right. How do you
Yeah.
give that much attention to every client when you're dealing with thousands of them?
Right. That's a good question. And they say they work with everyone from tiny businesses to huge corporations, all in totally different fields. But there's that balance to figure out, can they really be the perfect fit for everyone, from a family business to like a multinational company? That's where I'd want to dig in and see how they work.
Totally. Like, how do they go from you dream it, we build it,
Yeah.
to an actual plan? I'd want to see some examples, testimonials, you know, proof they're not just throwing around buzzwords.
Exactly. And that's what makes the fact that they've been around since 2003 so interesting. I mean, in the tech world, that's basically ancient history. Think how much e-learning has changed since then. They've obviously figured out how to adapt.
No kidding. They survived the dot-com bubble bursting mobile phones becoming a thing, the whole shift to online learning.
Yeah.
You don't last that long without changing with the times.
And you notice how they're really pushing their data protection compliances? That tells me they're on top of all the cybersecurity stuff, which is a big deal these days. If you're trusting a platform with all your employees' data, that's got to be a priority.
Yeah, it's like a test of how seriously they take this whole partner thing. If they're not taking security seriously, then nothing else matters.
And it goes back to that whole scale versus personalization thing. Are they really doing data protection right for each client? Or is it like a one-size-fits-all thing? Those are the things that tell you if it's real or just marketing hype.
Okay, so we're getting down to the wire here. If you were helping someone choose between Web Anywhere and someone else, what would you tell them to ask based on everything we've seen so far? So where would you even start looking closer at this if you were actually trying to choose an e-learning platform, I mean?
I'd want to know more about how they figure out what a client needs, you know, like their whole process, especially with so many different kinds of clients. Do they have different teams for different industries? Or is it like one big team for everything?
Right. It's easy to say personalized, but prove it. What does that actually look like? Are they sending out long questionnaires, doing workshops, maybe even like shadowing people at work to see how they actually learn?
Exactly. And how are they deciding if it's working or not? Is it just about getting it done on time and within budget? Or are they looking at stuff like how engaged people are, if they're actually learning and remembering things, even how it affects the business overall?
Because if you're going to call yourself a partner, you've got to care about the long-term results, not just checking boxes off a list.
Absolutely. And that made me think of the whole stretching beyond thing. What are some examples of them going above and beyond? Like, did they make a special integration for a system that no one else could figure out, or create a learning path that's perfect for a specific company's culture?
Yet meeting expectations is one thing, but exceeding them is a whole other level. And it's those kinds of stories that make me believe it, not just a bunch of fancy words on their site.
And we can't forget about the whole social responsibility thing. What does that really mean for them? Is it more than just something they say on their website? Are they making their platforms accessible for everyone? Are they doing anything about their carbon footprint?
Like they say, actions speak louder than words,
Yeah.
especially when it comes to values.
Well said. So yeah, as you're comparing WebAnywhere to other companies, don't be afraid to ask the hard questions. Look past the marketing stuff and see what's really there.
Choosing the right platform isn't just about features and all that. It's about finding someone who gets your vision and shares your values. It's got to be about more than just making money for them, you know?
That's what this whole deep dive is all about, right? Going deeper and figuring out what really matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as you're learning more about WebAnywhere, keep in mind what we talked about today. Look for real examples, real stories that show you how they really work. And most importantly, trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And with that, I think we've explored WebAnywhere pretty thoroughly, don't you think?
But we've definitely come back up with a lot to think about. But the conversation doesn't have to end here. What questions came up for you while we were talking? What else do you want to know about WebAnywhere? Let us know, because it's your insights that make these deep dives so valuable.